Welcome back to AgriTalk. Our guest is Gary Conklin of Conklin Dairy Farms. This is the farm featured in a recent video shot by the animal rights activist group Mercy for Animals. The business has been in the Conklin family since 1919. Gary was just recently cleared of any charges of involvement in the animal abuse. Gary, thank you for joining us and being willing to share your story with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Glad
to be with you.
Can you describe for us what this whole process has been like for you, your family, and your business?
Mike, it has been extremely difficult. Extremely difficult that those acts were committed here on our farm, and very upsetting to the entire family. And it has obviously has hampered our business. We do continue to sell Holstein replacement heifers to many of our old customers, but also I think it has put reservation in the minds of some of our customers also, but very difficult.
I understand you've even received threats.
We have received many threats. The family has received many threats, and that goes beyond the family to members of the community, actually individuals that were with the sheriff's department, elected officials that were doing their due diligence, investigating this case to make sure that everything was done correctly. And also that extends to our local Humane Society, who were participating and observing the tapes and everything. And so, yes, the threats are far and wide.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning. When you hired this worker, Billy Joe Gregg Jr., when did you hire him, and describe the circumstances around that hiring?
Okay, that was last November, and he lived in the area just 3 or 4 miles from here, was a student at a local community college, and he had extensive background with dairy. He grew up on a dairy farm, his family dairy farm in Michigan, had milked cows with his mom and dad and brothers. They had raised a lot of calves. So he seemed like a good fit, and so that's when he began in November. He, with his resume, besides his family farm experience, he indicated he was an Iraqi war veteran and honorably discharged.
So no reason to suspect anything like this would come from that hiring.
That's correct.
Now, Jason Smith, who did the video, he did the filming. When did you hire him?
It was late April, it would have been the last week of April, and he came by. He was living nearby also in a town probably 10 miles away and looking for work. He had indicated he had worked on his uncle's dairy farm in Texas. And it just so happened at that particular time we had some fence to build. We had some things, pens to clean out, a lot of calf pens, things that just manual labor stuff. And I told him we would give him a try. It could last a few days or it could be, a few weeks. And so that's when he began. His resume indicated he had done some painting work in the past, and then also worked on his uncle's dairy farm. And it certainly didn't mention anything about working on 8 to 10 other farms doing undercover video. Obviously, none of that was mentioned. And his resume looked okay too.
And nothing to indicate, looking back, nothing to indicate, Gary, that these two would hook up or had some connection in any way?
No, there was not.
Has it been determined whether these two knew each other going in, or whether this was planned all along, or that they just got together once they started working at your operation?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe there's any, but I think also that's something that is still being investigated. That part of this investigation that the Sheriff's Department is doing is not complete. The connection between those two and how extensive and Mercy for Animals, they're investigating that, so I'll let the Sheriff's Department handle that.
All right. We're talking with Gary Conklin, owner of Conklin Dairy in Plain City, Ohio. So Billy Joe Gregg Jr. was hired in November, Jason Smith in April. We'll come back and tell the rest of the story next on AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk as we talk with Gary Conklin, owner of Conklin Dairy in Plain City, Ohio, the farm featured in that recent footage shot by the animal rights activist group Mercy for Animals. So here's again the timeline. As Billy Joe Gregg Jr. was hired in November of last year, then Jason Smith, who wound up being the videographer, started work on the farm in late April. And as Gary told us, it remains to be seen whether or not they knew each other before they came to the farm, but certainly they made connections while in your employment, Gary, in your farming operation. Now, tell us, what do we know about how they got together or how they hooked up to do this videoing?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. I will say, as far as the hours that they worked, well, let me first point out, they became pretty good friends and actually would do things after work. They actually would dirt bike and do some of the outside type activity stuff. So they were good. I would say they became friends, obviously. Another thing that just the way the schedule worked out here at our farm, usually in the afternoons from 4 to 6, Jason Smith and Billy Joe Gregg would be on that late afternoon shift together and finishing things up. And that would typically be a time where I'm out traveling, buying and selling Holstein heifers, and then also the other employees had gone home for the day. So they did have some time together from 4 to 6 on weekday afternoons in quite a few occasions.
So you had no idea that any of this was going on, and they had that period of time pretty much to themselves, where no one else would have been around to see what they were doing or what was going on.
That is correct, and I did not, or any other family members had absolutely no idea what was going on, well, that there was any abuse, that they were abusing cows and calves, that Billy was, and that it was being taped. We had no idea about that.
People that have seen that video were shocked. Even livestock people told me they couldn't believe. They couldn't stand to even watch the video. So it was that hard for them to watch. Do you think that this was staged just for this video purpose, or do you now suspect that Billy Joe Gregg had a history of doing this type of thing before this?
Well, I'm reluctant to actually state my opinion here, since that part is still being investigated by the Sheriff's Department. I guess I would prefer if everyone just looked at all the facts and drew their own conclusions. That is definitely a part of the case that is not closed with those two and the connection, the stated connection that Jason Smith actually told in his official statement, signed statement, that he had daily contact with Mercy for Animals. So I would rather not speculate on that.
All right. We're talking with Gary Conklin, owner of Conklin Dairy in Plain City, Ohio. Need to take a break here, but I want to get into a lot more of this. Again, Gary was cleared of charges when the unedited version of the video was shown, meaning there was an edited version. We want to talk about that and get into what lessons have been learned here about what Gary would suggest for those hiring practices in the future that farmers should look at, and also about education on these issues of current employees. And want to discuss more about what has come out of this situation as far as these groups, what they're willing to do, hold on to these videos for their own agenda purposes, releasing them when they do, despite having the video been shot days and weeks prior without letting anybody know. All those issues we want to get into with Gary Conklin from Plain City, Ohio. Stay with us. It's Halftime on AgriTalk.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Vance Publishing Corporation, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Call toll-free 888-247-4825 to participate in today's program. Now back to AgriTalk and Mike Adams.
Welcome back. Our guest is Gary Conklin, owner of Conklin Dairy, Plain City, Ohio, the farm featured in a recent video shot by the group animal rights activist group Mercy for Animals. We've established the timeline. Billy Joe Gregg Jr., who's accused of committing the abuse, was hired back in November. Jason Smith, who was the undercover videographer, started work at the Conklin Farm in late April. Gary, do you have any idea, I'm sure you've probably thought about this, have you any idea why your farm was chosen by Mercy for Animals to come in and do this undercover video?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I guess it was one of Mercy for Animals' initial statements was it was random. Another statement a few days later that it was selected for another reason. And I will say that we've been a good size dairy cattle brokerage here for many years and visible in the Midwest, I guess known throughout the Midwest, and so I think from their standpoint, I think we were an attractive target to get one of their undercover activists in and with a camera. So,
was there any way that this type of abuse could have been going on earlier without you knowing it? I mean, and how did this happen? Now, you said that, you know, they were together without any supervision there, but how could this type of abuse go on without anybody know, without any signs, without any evidence, without anyone picking up on it at all?
Well, I think as far as the I think just the way the nature of our business, I do have to travel extensively, so I'm out of the office and away from the farm quite a bit. As far as the animals showing abuse or something visibly that had been done to them, really with dairy cattle, it's hard to detect that unless you're right there seeing something, because you know their hides essentially as thick as the sole of your shoe, and so then covered with hair, you don't see bruising, or you don't see a lot. It's just hard to see. I did not suspect anything. I did not suspect anything like that whatsoever was going on, and it was not with a cow. Other things can happen, you know, cows slip on concrete or bump their hip going into the parlor or something. So once in a while, things do happen to cows that are, just the nature of what happens. And I certainly didn't suspect anything like this going on.
The video was released late May. When did you first learn about it?
Well, it was just the day before the press conference I had heard, we received word from a reporter that there was going to be a video released, and it was on YouTube. I was out traveling at that time buying heifers, and I got back to the farm that evening, and then went home. We watched the video on our computers, and just absolutely couldn't believe it, was devastated, immediately began the process I called our attorney first, and then I called the sheriff's department to have a deputy at the farm for 6 a.m. the next morning when Billy Joe Gregg would be showing up for work. And right as soon as he showed up, brought him into the office, I relieved him of his duties here, and the investigation, the deputies took him at that time, and the investigation began.
What was his reaction when you fired him? I mean, and you know, confronted him on this. What was his response? What was his reaction?
Well, he didn't respond much. I wouldn't say initially he didn't respond or say much, and the deputies took him away into another room immediately, and so he didn't really have much of an opportunity to respond back to me and say one way or another.
Did one of the first thoughts come to your mind that you were set up?
Well, that, you know, it certainly signs point, you know, there are signs that I think that are out there that, you know, one could look at and think that. And but, you know, there are a number of things there that are still under investigation. And so, I need to be very careful about what I say there.
Right, I understand. Now, you were cleared, though. They came. Mercy for Animals came after you. They wanted to find, they charged you or accused you basically of being involved in animal abuse and condoning it or allowing it to happen. But when the unedited version of the tape was shown, you were clear of the charges, meaning there was an edited tape, a doctored tape. What's your reaction to that?
Well, the unedited was what I was doing there was getting a cow up, and the cow had just calved. She actually had had some problems. She really needed to get up on her feet. It's one of those things. And then the testimony of all of the expert witnesses that came in to prosecute, to the grand jury and to the sheriff's department, they've all stated, taken in context, it was entirely appropriate and necessary, and I had absolutely nothing wrong. And what they did, what Mercy for Animals did, was basically have the most salacious, terrible video of animal abuse that has been put out, and right in the middle of it, they basically put me stuck right in there for 3 seconds and my name up at that time. And so I'm right there in the middle of something that's terrible, and what I was doing was taken out of context by the public who viewed that. When taken in context by watching the entire video, and then it's very clear, and that's why I am 100% completely innocent, as is all other family members and all other current employees. The only charged person at this point is Billy Joe Gregg, and so he's the only one. Current employees and myself, everyone is completely cleared of all charges.
Now, we understand that authorities considered bringing charges against Jason Smith, the videographer, and Mercy for Animals for their role in this, but decided they didn't have enough evidence or didn't think they could be successful in that prosecution. Many of us have thought, you know, the people that do these things and then sit on the tape, or, you know, if they see abuse and then don't report it for days and weeks, that somehow really they are an accomplice to this, but yet that hasn't been borne out in court or been, you know, prosecuted that way. What are your thoughts on that, about someone coming in supposedly concerned about the welfare of animals, but then seeing some abuse and not reporting it right away?
Well, it's very clear that Jason Smith saw Billy Gregg do something, I would say, fairly early on in Jason Smith's employment. And so he had tape of something fairly early. If he would have reported that to the Humane Society, the Sheriff's Department, or brought it to me, it would have immediately been addressed and would have been stopped. Billy Gregg would have been relieved at that point of his employment here, and there wouldn't have been this big terrible tape that went out on YouTube. And so I think the question is, do some of the animal activist groups really care about the well-being of the animals? But they evidently felt more important to get more video and to keep it going longer. And Jason Smith clearly stated that he was in daily contact with Mercy for Animals. So they knew about it. Jason Smith reported it, yet they did not stop it. They continued to get more tape, want to get more tape, and it had, and I will point out, too, that here in Ohio we had a ballot initiative that was going to be on the November ballot, and they were very aggressively trying to get signatures around the state to get to the threshold to be able to put it on the November ballot. And it could have been, if it would have been reported, the first sign of abuse, if Jason Smith would have reported that, it completely would have been stopped and there would have been no video. And I think everyone needs to just look at the facts and think about who really is the goal to care for animals and their well-being, or is there a political agenda that is on beyond, and that's the main goal.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back with Gary Conklin. What lessons have been learned? What does he want to share with others in the livestock industry from his experience? Stay with us. We'll come back and wrap it up next on AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk as we wrap up our conversation with Gary Conklin, owner of Conklin Dairy in Plain City, Ohio, the farm featured in the animal abuse video shot by the animal rights activist group Mercy for Animals. Gary, having gone through this experience now, what is your advice to other livestock producers about, one, hiring practices for new employees, and two, training of current employees?
Well, Mike, from our standpoint, obviously the vetting process is going to be more detailed, you know, in future hires. And I think besides that, our current employees and all future employees, we've now adopted a policy where anything that is seen inappropriate by any employee, it is absolutely responsible. They are responsible to report that to us immediately so it can be dealt with. We've adopted that policy. All the employees have agreed to it, and all future employees will have to agree to it. And so those are some of the, that is a couple of things that we do. And I'd like to add, too, that our animals are very well cared for. You know, we are a brokerage. The release of the film on YouTube, the local Humane Society came out, the Sheriff's Department, we were fully inspected by a number of entities, and they indicated that everything looked excellent, that we are, as far as the care we take of our animals, there was nothing wrong. Now, obviously, the video had occurred, and that that's out there, and that did happen. But I think overall, it is very clear that all entities that reviewed stated that we take very good care of our animals, and our employees, our current employees, are all very good in handling and doing all phases of animal agriculture.
Well, your experience may help other producers, but it has certainly been very costly to you. How do you, as a family and a business, how do you recover from this type of situation and what has happened?
Well, we have continued to sell Holstein replacement heifers. A lot of our old customers have continued to buy, and so and they've all stated that they've never seen anything that they felt was abused or any problem that what they have bought from us. And but I will say that I think it obviously is going to hurt business. There's no question about that. There's definitely some customers that have some reservations, and we are trying very hard to win back their trust, and I think we will be able to do that. We're working very hard to get that back.
We often talk about how important it is, how critical it is now for those in agriculture in general, livestock production in particular, to speak out, to inform consumers about how you care for your animals, why you have the practices that you do have in place. Obviously, you have had the opportunity now to really speak out on this issue in particular. How do you view that now? Do you urge other livestock producers to be proactive in telling their story?
Yes, I do. I think looking at this big picture, I think it's important for agriculture to animal agriculture to get the story, the message out to the public at large. I think the percentage of people that are now second and third generations removed from farms, it's substantially higher than it used to be. And so I think the education and informing the general public of how well animals are cared for around the Midwest and the entire nation. Animals really are very, very well cared for. It is actually job security for a dairyman, pork, whatever area you're in, to take care of your animals and to help them do the very best they can. That is job security. And so it's important. I do think there is an important piece moving forward that livestock producers need to inform individuals in their immediate area and beyond about how they go about producing milk or producing eggs, whatever they might be doing. I think that's an important piece moving forward and needs to be looked at nationwide.
Were you surprised at what lengths a group like this animal rights group would go to try to shut down your business and do damage to the industry as a whole?
Yes, I was surprised that just how extensive they are in trying to, yes, shut our business down and do damage to animal agriculture in general. And I think it's a little bit, I look at it a little bit like a political campaign. I think it's a candidate wants to portray his opponent in an unflattering way. And I think that's what animal activists are aggressively trying to do against animal agriculture. I think they have an aggressive agenda to harm the image of animal agriculture throughout the nation, and so I think it's incumbent upon the animal industry to join together, come together with plan, with a solid plan and resources to tell our side of the story, because we have the absolute safest food and best food in the world, and I think it's important that that image remains, that rather than be sullied by undercover videos and trying to make the general public think this is a daily occurrence everywhere. And so I think that's important moving forward.
Gary, we thank you for your time, and we thank you for sharing your story that hopefully will help others avoid going through a situation like this in the future, and pointing out to all of us really what the livestock industry in particular is up against, and the serious challenges, the threats to the industry. We thank you for being with us and sharing your story. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, Gary Conklin, owner of Conklin Dairy, Plain City, Ohio. So that shows, you know, what can happen. You have an operation, you're doing everything right, you're working with all the authorities, and you're taking the precautions, and you're making sure animals are being taken care of properly, and one of these groups come in, target you, set you up basically, and then even when you're found innocent, as Gary has been, you're still dealing with the repercussions for a long time to come. All right, any reaction, we're going to hear from you. You can email me, host@agritalk.com. Tomorrow we'll be in Jefferson City, Missouri, at the offices of the Missouri Farm Bureau. Join us on AgriTalk.